Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, June 14th. A study by WSU's Center for Economic Development and Business Research found that in the first 3 years of a wind project, there was no significant impact on county-level appraised residential property values. That was just ahead of the vote for an approval for a wind farm in Reno County. And that got rejected last night when it did not pass unanimously. Many residents voicing their concerns about that possible wind farm in Reno County. The Harry S. Truman Library and Museum is going to close for about a year. Starting at the end of next month, it's going to undergo a $22 million renovation and expansion. That's located in Independence, Missouri. Museum's last day open to the public will be July 22nd. And that will, the whole project includes a new entrance and a lobby, a larger store, and expanded exhibition galleries. Another $3 million is being raised for education, public programs, and the library's endowment. The museum's fundraising arm has already raised $23 million for the project. Upgrade coincides with the upcoming 75th anniversary of the start of Truman's presidency, which began in 1945. The state of New York ending religious exemptions from mandatory vaccinations.
Following major measles outbreaks in parts of the state, New York has passed legislation ending the policy of allowing religious exemptions from vaccine requirements. Governor Cuomo is saying while he respects the right to freedom of religion, his first job is to protect the public health. He says the science is crystal clear that vaccines are safe and prevent children from contracting dangerous diseases. Opponents of this new law, including parents of unvaccinated children, shouted their disapproval at legislators in the chamber, while hundreds more protested outside the Capitol building. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
The National Football League mourning the loss of one of its more prominent owners.
The Denver Broncos announced owner Pat Bowlen died peacefully late Thursday night. Under Bowlen's guidance, the team won three Super Bowls, and he's the only owner in NFL history to get 300 overall victories during his first 30 seasons of ownership. Bowlen was also instrumental in negotiating record TV contracts for the NFL and securing long periods of labor peace with the players. He died at the age of 75 after a long battle with Alzheimer's. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
A Democrat from Texas looking to unseat the president in 2020 makes his case directly to Fox News.
Julian Castro told a Fox News town hall he was stunned when President Trump indicated he would be open to accepting election help from a foreign entity.
We're going to look back on this as Americans, not Republicans or Democrats or liberals or conservatives, and say, what in the hell was wrong with that president?
The former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development also blasting the president's immigration policies.
He's completely failed.
Castro says he'd rather focus on issues that are important to Americans.
They also, I think Americans want, a president that they believe has integrity.
Castro has yet to make a dent in the crowded field, scoring 2% in a Fox News poll last month. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
It's now 7:37 with Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Time to check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms will continue for a while across parts of south-central Kansas. It's going to be windy, warm, and humid this afternoon with a high 83. Another round of thunderstorms will move in late tonight and overnight to our low 68. And on Saturday, sunny, warm, and 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southeast. It is 62 degrees. Mostly cloudy. That's your forecast here on Friday, June 14th. Drinking bottled water. Does it have some consequences? Well, let's talk this morning with Hyperbaric Centers of Texas, Dr. Al Johnson this morning. And, Doctor, if I'm drinking bottled water, people think, it's spring water, it's good for me. But are there some consequences to that?
There can be. It depends on what kind of plastic it's bottled in and whether it's been heated up, how much you squeeze that bottle and manipulate it to pop those little crystals off and stir it up. So what this article is, it's out of Australia, and they were looking at microplastic particles that's in bottled water and calculated how much we actually ingest over a year, which is, 100,000 particles. They claim they're small enough that you can absorb them in your system. The big question is what really do they do? And they're doing further studies to figure that out.
And that's sometimes where we scratch our heads because we're just delving into something at a very preliminary level. And we don't know yet if, some of these might have consequences and effects that we don't know about.
Yeah, exactly. And I see patients all the time that have sensitivities to different chemical products, and plastic is a chemical product that some of them have problems with. And the safest thing to do is to drink glass bottled water and to store your water in glass bottles instead of the plastic. Now, they do have the harder plastic that gives off less particles and is safer. But even with cooking, like foods, you microwave foods in a plastic container, even though they say microwave safe, they won't melt. But heat makes the plastic a little more pliable, gives off a few more chemicals. So I should suggest everybody, take their food out of the plastic. If you're going to microwave it, put it in glass and cook it that way.
What are some of the things you do at the Hyperbaric Centers of Texas?
We treat all kinds of different problems that arise from damage to the body, whether it's wounds, which hospitals use to treat open diabetic wounds. We treat strokes. Strokes are treated all over the world fairly quickly after it happens to rehab the tissues that have been damaged. Glucose and oxygen are the two things that heal tissues. So whether it's strokes or traumatic brain injury that the vets have, or you get from automobile accident, or encephalitis, or you get brain damage from infections, or you have sports injuries, concussions. Concussions resolve really fairly quickly with hyperbaric. Normally, concussions take 14 days on average to resolve their symptoms. With hyperbaric, the new studies out showing 3 to 5 hours. That's 1 hour a day of hyperbaric and the symptoms are resolved. So it's quite amazing and gets kids back to school quicker, headaches gone. Excellent question. Thank you.
Sounds good, and we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
That is Dr. Al Johnson from the Hyperbaric Centers of Texas. We talk about those microplastics, microscopic pieces of plastic that might end up in our bodies because of the food, beverages, and the air that we breathe even. Interesting stuff. Thank you, Doctor. It is 7:41 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We will talk about some interesting economic news from the Consumer Price Index, and we'll talk about a very famous painter as well. KNSS News Time, 7:41.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.